Because he was caught fisting a cow. Mailman has fucked your mail.
You can't shove it in my face like that. Workplace harassment.
You just lay back and enjoy it. Hello and welcome. We are back from theballerlifestyle.com. It's the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. Thank you very much for joining the show. Episode 240 of the show. Is that right? Yeah, 240. As always, very, very stoked that you are in the mix. A lot of people have been texting me, or not texting me. You don't have my number, so you're not texting me, thank God. But a lot of people have reached out and said stuff like, catching up on the podcast, or they're, you know, they'll comment on stuff that's a few episodes behind. So if you are behind, you're a bad person. But additionally, make sure you go back and check out episode 239, because we were lucky enough to have Jeff Perlman on the show to talk about his new book. He's a New York Times bestselling author. I know you guys know who he is. And he's got a great book out right now about the USFL. It's called Football for a Buck. I highly, highly, highly suggest that if you are a reader, you buy it. Or if you're like Jason Stewart and you say you read books, but you actually listen to them in your car, you do that. There's probably an audio version. I think there's definitely an app that will read you things. So just do that, like buy the Kindle version and then have the app read it to you. Whatever you do, you should check out this book because it's really good. And I just want to say thanks again to Jeff Perlman for coming on the show. Additionally, if you are a Patreon subscriber, last week, patreon.com/theballerlifestyle. Last week, we did an NFL and college football picks show just for Patreon. And people seem to like that too. And I've had listeners reach out with their picks. So I might do like Ed can do his picks, I'll do my picks, and then maybe we have a guest prognosticator. I have a guest prognosticator for this week already, so maybe those people that are in the Patreon world of the show, you guys can participate that way. Reach out, mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com, or you can leave a voicemail. A lot of people have been leaving voicemails these days. 949-464-TBLS. An old friend reached out today, and I listened to a little bit just to test. I didn't listen to the whole thing, but I listened to it a little bit to test the levels today, and I don't think I've ever... I know who this person is. I'm not sure I've ever heard their voice, and I'll just say, he's got a timber. This gentleman's got a timber, so that's coming up later in the show. Joining me now, as always, 2-1, by the way, if you took his picks against the number this week from our Patreon show, you got paid. I'm not going to say as much about the games I picked. You know, I'm not a sports guy, but I'll do better this week for sure. Of course, I'm talking about Greasy Ed Daly. That's a good, like Jimmy the Greek, instead of Easy Ed Daly, Greasy Ed Daly.
Just makes me seem like a shady individual.
Yeah, right. Well, I mean, if you're picking games, like you're not exactly on the level.
I'm just giving you some, I shouldn't call them locks because yeah. I went 2-1, but.
You went 2-1, but.
I felt pretty confident.
You nailed the two games you got. Bama laying many, many, many touchdowns against Tennessee.
But you don't like Tennessee in Bama.
Yeah. You whipped ass in that game. So good job. What else is going on? How you doing?
I don't like the lecturing, but I got to do it.
Oh no. Are we getting political?
No, it should not be political.
Oh, okay.
On our Facebook page.
Oh no.
You know, unfortunately, like, I'm part of the show. I'm associated with that fucking Facebook page.
Yeah. Oh, have you been getting tagged again?
No, I don't know. But no, this is more serious than that. But like, I'm still associated with that page. So when you're dropping your lame jokes on there, you know, it's sort of like, well, this is sort of my universe. But so if it's a bad joke, fine. You know, you're not quite sure of a good joke. But the homophobic, transphobic shit is no good.
Yeah.
No. And you know who you fucking are.
No, like, homophobia.
And this isn't virtue signaling, because right. I don't think being accepting of gay people, and by the way, every single fucking person who's listening loves someone that is gay or not sure of their sexuality, and you just don't know it.
We have many gay listeners.
But every single fucking person on here knows someone who's gay, whether they realize it or not. And it's just not fucking funny. And I'm not cool with it. And this doesn't make me a good person for being accepting. This makes you a bad person if you think that, like, somebody is deciding that they're going to be a different gender so they can look at somebody in the bathroom, all that bullshit.
Oh,
like, that shit is not funny. Like,
no.
I know people whose kids are going through that, and it's just something
that,
like, you can't control this shit. And obviously, if you could control the way your kid grows up or something like that, that's, you would choose the least path of resistance.
When did you choose to be heterosexual? When did you come to that life? That fork in the road of life where you're like, dudes are kind of hot, but I think I'll stay with chicks, right? That's not a decision that people make.
Yeah, or you say, you know what? I'm really struggling through puberty, but you know what would be a cool twist? What if I decided I don't even want this penis anymore? And, like, I think it would be cooler to really not even identify with my own gender. Yeah. So get the fuck out of here. Nobody's making that choice to make your life difficult. They're going through their own shit, and those lame ass jokes, those memes that you've copied from someone else and then put on there, they're sad and lame, and I want no part of them. So fuck you.
Ed's out on that. 100%. 100% agree with Ed. Bring be funny, but
humor.
Also participate. More people should participate.
I don't mind a joke that is busting on Irish people. I don't mind if it's a funny joke, but if it's just something so you can get your two cents in about why you don't like something, it's no good.
No, I agree. No, no, don't virtue signal on our Facebook page one way or the other.
Yeah. Either and way. Fuck off first.
Yeah. And also fuck off. Anything else?
Like you said, I thought Perlman was great, and
oh, great guest.
You and I are not, we don't usually have guests on.
No.
And I thought he made it very easy. He was bringing the stories. He's great. And that no lie, that book is awesome. There's just a story every fucking page.
It's a great book, and he's a great guest. And we don't do a lot of guests. I just find that when I listen to a podcast that isn't guest-centric or a radio show that isn't guest-centric, I tune out when they're doing an interview, typically. So we only want to bring on people that we think are going to be really good, which is why we're not looking to bring people on every single week. And that's why we have this sort of realm of friends that we bring on when we want to, you know, expound on a topic with funny people. So definitely if we're bringing on a guest, it's somebody you're for sure going to want to listen to. And Perlman, he was awesome.
Right. This whole kind of show is people talking at a bar. Just telling stories or commenting on funny shit happening in the news. So that, I feel like that guest is in line with the shit we do.
Yeah. I also want some kind of credit because we are recording this. Oh no. That made a sound. Hold on. I got to do that thing that marked the Nomad. Oh, it's on. My Do Not Disturb is on. Why am I getting dings? Why is it dinging through when I clearly have Do Not Disturb on? We're recording this during game one of the World Series, and people are texting me updates of game one of the World Series.
Why don't you go airplane mode?
And I'm not. Well, it's on my computer. The texts are coming through my iMessage. And you know what? I could disengage from iMessage. But sometimes there's stuff I want to see, and usually it doesn't make a sound. I have Do Not Disturb on, which Mark the Nomad taught me how to use. I've only been on Macs for 10 years, and I didn't know about that. So this is this is the sacrifice I make for the listeners of this show.
You're a good man.
My Dodgers are 5 feet behind me on a 55-inch screen. They're disappointing me, but I can't see where they are because I'm here to talk to you guys. Yes.
It's by the time people listen to this, it will be within a week of Halloween. And I think we did this last year, and a new study has come out. The most popular Halloween candy in every state.
Hold on, let me call it because you texted me a link to this. I gotta call it up.
I texted you the picture of it.
Yeah, the picture. Yep. I need to look at this as well. There's some huge errors, and just as I look at it, I can see several states. Their most popular Halloween candy is gum, double bubble gum. Yeah. I'm anti all gum.
I know you're anti all gum. I haven't had gum in forever. Yeah. However,
yeah,
if you're going gum, double bubble, that's like that stuff that's really tough to get going.
Yeah, it's super hard.
And it doesn't last long.
It sounds like we're describing my dick right now, but we're describing double bubble.
And bubble gum, ugh.
Worst. Flavor, makes your jaw sore, makes your stomach hurt because it tells you that you're digesting something when you're not.
Oklahoma and Montana. Now, Montana, who the fuck knows? I mean, there's like six people there.
Yeah, Montana. I'm glad you sorted that out because at first I thought that was one of the Dakotas, but you're right. That's Montana. Nobody lives there. They shouldn't have two senators, that's for sure. But right next to
– I will say the upset of the whole thing is the Sunshine State.
Florida.
Snickers. A sensible choice.
That's great. No, nobody's –
You get that in – when you're trick-or-treating, you get a Snickers – You're all right with that. You're pretty cool with that.
Oh, yeah. No one's bummed to get a Snickers. Like, it's not my favorite candy bar. I would never.
No, but that's a solid one.
Oh, yeah. The Snickers are getting eaten. Like, I'm going through my kids.
Was that Arizona, too?
Arizona also with the Snickers. I usually buy the mix pack that's got the Snickers.
Yeah, like the same manufacturer will make a few different.
Right. It's got, like, the Snickers and the M&Ms and the Butterfingers and the – and.
My Reese's in that family?
Yeah, Reese's in that family. My personal favorite, and good to see that the great people of Texas,
yeah,
and those stoners up in Oregon also agree with me by making Reese's the number one Halloween candy of those very proud states. They should be proud, and I'll be honest, I'm a little embarrassed.
New Jersey is in the same boat.
Yeah, New Jersey is that's also Pennsylvania. I see there, the great state of California, the most populous state in the land, and South Carolina. I see down there all choosing Skittles.
Skittles is not good. Yeah. It's something you have a few.
Yeah,
you're like, okay, we're good.
Yeah.
But a fun-sized Skittles is already too many Skittles.
You open that sack and you look in there at the end of that pillowcase. You go out there with a pillowcase like I did.
Yeah.
And you look there in there at the end of the night and you're like, oh, fuck, it's mostly Skittles?
Yeah, it's way too many Skittles.
Yeah, like a Skittles is okay to offset your Reese's and Snickers and your chocolate items. But primarily Skittles? I don't think so. So put me in the penalty box for California having Skittles as the most popular, but
I'll tell you what, not mad at Kentucky.
Kentucky. Whoa. Hold on. I don't know what that is. That's cereal. Corn Pops.
No. That's Tennessee. North of there.
That's Tennessee. Oh, Swedish Fish. Oh, I love a Swedish Fish.
Hey, that's not a super popular thing
good.
To get in the pillowcase. When you get one, chewy. That's a nice palate cleanser.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Same with the entire Northeast up there, pretty much. With the Sour Patch Kids, Maine.
They're big on the Sour Patch Kids. You don't see a lot of them, but that's a pretty solid one.
New York, Massachusetts, a lot of Sour Patch Kids up in the Northeast. And I, you know, again, these aren't candies that I would pick for myself, but I take my kids to the movies and I'll go through the CVS first because I'm not paying movie theater prices for candy. And
of course.
I'll let them pick something out. And they pick something out. They pick a, you know, my son, sometimes he'll get Mike and Ike's. My daughter, she'll get something Sour Patch Kids or Swedish Fish even. And I'll have a few of those. I'll be like, hey, I'll put my hand out in the movie and I'll be like, hey, put a couple in this hand right here. And if they pick something shitty, like Louisiana favorite lemon heads.
What? How can that be the number one thing in the state?
I didn't even know they were still made.
Yeah. That's early 80s shit.
Yeah, lemon heads. It's old school. It's very old school. And just, I mean,
another upset, by the way, Ohio with a sensible M&M's.
M&M's, delicious. Delicious.
Right? Is that South Carolina also? Yeah.
No, that's
North Carolina.
Yeah. South Carolina's got Skittles.
But you would think the serial killer places, Florida and Ohio, they're actually sensible.
That's true. That is, yeah, but that is kind of surprising.
We have a new place to identify serial killers. And that would be Idaho.
Yeah. It's all over the board. Nevada,
New Mexico.
Iowa.
I cannot believe this is happening. Rhode Island, the biggest little state in the union.
Alabama. Minnesota. Not Minnesota.
No, these people are fucking monsters.
Oh, Michigan.
Iowa and Idaho. Indiana. No, Indiana's hot tamales, which is... Hot tamales is very odd.
It's a strange one.
That's even odder than lemon heads.
It's a strange one. Because it's like, okay, it's like hot cinnamon flavor. You eat like two. You're not eating a whole box or bag.
That's a statewide thing. But these states we listed before, the worst. The worst.
By far the worst.
It's like eating a fucking chalky candle.
By far the worst.
By a country mile, candy corn.
Candy corn. I guess because it is associated with Halloween, that just dummies go to the store and they're like, oh, I'll get candy corn.
The color scheme? Get the fuck out. What a terrible candy. The worst.
Michigan, both parts of Michigan, both the Upper Peninsula and the Thumb. The Mitten.
Oh, they candy corn too?
They're also candy corn.
What the fuck is up with you guys?
You know who I'm not mad at? Is Wisconsin. I like a Butterfinger. I enjoy the fuck out of a Butterfinger. I would like to have a Butterfinger right now.
I'm digging Colorado. I like a Twix.
Oh, yeah. Nothing wrong with the Twix. Nothing wrong with the Twix. And Utah, does this have something to do with Mormonism?
Yeah, I bet. I bet there's some sort of traces in caffeine in the chocolate. There's something else.
Arkansas and Georgia are pulling the same bullshit.
Yeah.
Jolly Rancher? That's a fucking hard candy.
Yeah, and also, are people just dropping one Rancher? Because you don't see multi-packs of Ranchers.
No.
You just see that little tiny... I mean, those are the cheap people that you fucking throw shit on the roof.
Yeah. At least... Yes.
I gotta say, even Nature's Candy, I think I would accept raisins over candy corn. Candy corn is the fucking worst.
Yes. Interesting, West Virginia... Is this because they're all on OxyContin? They're giving out blow pops?
Yeah, they're on Oxy.
That's you know. They're just so fucked up that they're like
suited at fucking gourds.
Because like, where would you? I feel like it would be work to acquire blow pops. Like I never have seen those at the store.
All they have are Dana Holgerson and Oxy and Bob Huggins. I mean, there's limited options there.
Bob Huggins.
Burning their couches.
Hey, right. And coal.
Burning your couches are involved in all three activities.
Okay, now I might need something sorted out for me before we move on. Washington, Nebraska, and I think I saw it somewhere else.
Yeah, what?
It's some kind of taffy that's not – it's not Laffy Taffy, which I know,
I thought that was a – a Hershey's. I didn't zoom in. Taffy. Yeah,
it's some kind of taffy. It's some kind of like off-brand taffy.
That's for like a shitty boardwalk town.
Yeah. I don't like...
That's terrible.
Like, I don't mind...
You don't get prepackaged taffy.
No. I don't mind.
You go to like the shop at the beach town.
Right. You get a couple of those. Yes, definitely.
Yeah, you don't.
You see it in the window.
Just go to the store and say, "Get some taffy in aisle 7. Get out of here."
Yeah. 100%. Totally agree with you.
I'm not an almond joy guy. That's who is that? Connecticut?
You don't like
coconut.
You don't like coconut. I like coconut and almond joy. Almond joy is actually a sleeper because it's it's not. It's Mounds that's a sleeper because it's actually dark chocolate. It's dark chocolate and coconut. The thing about it is it would be better if they put the almond in the Mounds because the Mounds has no crunch to it. I like a little bit of crunch in there.
Yeah. That's my problem with Milky Way.
Yes,
there's no substance to it. You bite through it and you might chip your bottom teeth when you bite into
it.
It goes right down.
Not a terrible flavor,
but it does. It needs a little something.
Some peanuts, some kind of like whatever they put in a Nestle's Crunch could be in there, those rice things. I don't mind, and I don't see it on here. The good old $100,000 bar.
That's a very underrated one.
It is, and you never get enough of them in your bag. And when you get one, you're like, "Fuck yeah, I got $100,000."
My sons will get one, like two, and I'll be like, "Man, it's too bad you never got any this year." I'll quickly sneak those out. I don't know what happened. I thought for sure somebody gave you one of them.
Well, kids are so dumb anyway. Like they're not aware of how good the $100,000 bar is.
Right.
And what's going on in Hawaii? I can't really see it, and I can't. Also Skittles. I thought maybe.
Yeah, but they're eating Spam and poi, so they don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Right. Well, and also you know how like everything you're like. Hey, you can buy this like that flashlight that can be frozen in a block of ice that they're advertising during the World Series. I don't know why you need a flashlight that can be frozen in a block of ice or run over by a tank. But they're always like, "Hey, you can buy this thing, but hey, fuck off if you're in Alaska or Hawaii because it's like $3 more to ship there." So I was wondering if Hawaii might have their own candy like. Poi flavored candy or something.
A poi based taffy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because they got a lot of beach towns.
Isn't everyone in Alaska on Oxy too? They've got a solid one.
Yeah, Twix. Well, there's probably the Alcan Highway. Those ice road trucker guys. They're
bringing mainland shit.
They get like just the good shit. You know, somebody places an order, and they get it trucked up there with those ice road guys. Right. Interesting. We'll take your. We still have some time before.
Yeah, the next show we'll record right
before Halloween. Yeah, just prior to Halloween. So if you want to reach out, if you got thoughts, you want to make a fucking case for candy corn. I'd like to hear it. You want to make a?
You want to be
anti Reese's?
Some sort of list, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure. We'll definitely report you to the authorities. I see. Is that? Indy, no, what's the one? Oh, that's Illinois. They got the Kit Kat. There's nothing wrong with the Kit Kat. Not my favorite.
Right. Not number one, but you're not hating it.
What about the people that don't break the Kit Kat apart before they eat it?
Oh, serial killers.
Yeah.
They eat their pizzas backward. Right. They eat the crust first.
They eat the crust first. No, they eat the crust first. They're like knife and fork in their cereal.
Yeah, knife and fork in their candy bar, like George Costanza. They're animals.
I will do, just to annoy people, I'll do like two chunks of Kit Kat. I'll just do like the Halloween one. I'll just bite through the whole thing. I won't break that one apart. But the full size Kit Kat, if you're just biting into that,
Like your teeth marker out of like several different kits or cats, whatever.
Yes. Your kits or cats.
And then you go get yourself a string cheese and just bite right in the middle without peeling something.
No, I 100% do that. I do that every single time.
That's crazy behavior.
No, string it. What am I in fourth grade? I'm going to string the little pieces. It's a fucking piece of cheese. Just bite right through that thing.
Quarters or so. I mean, I'm not talking about getting it real stringy, but. When you just bite in the middle, you're kind of doing the Kit Kat thing.
I just chew that thing like a fucking log. I just throw it like a cigar. I throw it in the back teeth and it's fucking
done. Which direction do you eat the corn on the cob? Do you just go the long way?
I do that. Well, I don't want to
put it all in your mouth.
I don't want to get too into this, but 99% of the time, I turn down corn on the cob if I'm at your barbecue.
Because you eat it the wrong way?
It's just too much work. It's too much work. It gets in your teeth.
Delicious at barbecue?
No, it's good. It's good. But it's like if I make it sometimes at home and I make it like the Mexican style. And so then I'll really get into a piece. But I'm in my own place. I got my own floss. I can fucking wash my face when I'm done. Like I feel comfortable.
Your face? What are you putting it on your eyebrows?
Yeah, just fuck. I get into it, you know? I eat corn like I eat pussy.
I'm gonna tell you a magical thing I learned years ago that'll change your life. It's called napkins.
I use the fuck out of napkins. I grab a whole stack of napkins. You guys want to reach out, mailbag@theballerlifestyle.com. Give us your fucking thoughts. Hit us up on Twitter. Yeah. I don't give a shit.
Let's do it.
Let us know. Okay, some email voicemail here. Brian, Ed, and Fancy. Oh, this is about Tex Cobb. I didn't say
that. Why is he up? I think we talked about him.
Maybe, but I don't.
Oh, wait. There was a dude that looked like Tex Cobb.
I didn't save it for the end because there's no way Fancy knows who Tex Cobb is. I mean, I'm sure she's seen Raising Arizona.
I forget. There was a story I had, and a guy was bothering me who looked like Tex Cobb. Yeah. I can't remember what he looked like.
Do you think Tex Cobb is a loud comer? Oh, hold on. I'm so slow on the game. Hold on a second. We got two loud comer songs now, too. Okay. Do you think Tex Cobb is a loud comer?
Who's that loud comer? Coming all over.
I'd slot him between Jim Harbaugh and Dick Vitale. Speaking of Tex Cobb, please review the 90s classic Raising Arizona. And please send Manuel's bud down south from the sound of his VMs. It's got to be better than anything we can get. Hashtag current episode. Hashtag Friday Facts. Hashtag friends call me Lenny, but I got no friends. I don't get that. Dearest and warm regards. That's from CB in South Carolina. I picture like Jim Harbaugh being, yes, a very quiet comer. I just feel like him like having to get back to his tape.
He might cry while he does it.
Harbaugh
seems like he'd just be feeling it a little too much.
Well, no, just like a single tear. Like I feel like he just
like the pollution Indian.
Yeah, yeah, guy. Yes, exactly. He just unzips the khakis and he pulls out. I feel like, you know, Captain Comeback. Jim Harbaugh definitely has big dick energy, so I feel like he's probably got a pretty girthy hog. I picture it being kind of like tuna can style, short and fat. But he pulls it out. He doesn't even undo the khakis. He just unzips and pulls it out from in the slot of his Hanes. He wears Hanes whitey tighties. And then he's like, okay, honey. And he just like pumps his wife like one of the commanders on Handmaid's Tale. But he has film going and he watches film. It's got to be like on Super 8. It's like and it's playing on a projector. And right. Because he can't miss any film. And he's like, okay, honey, here you go.
Hang on, I'm going to study Jet Sweep.
Yeah, right. And he's like, okay, I got to get back to this bubble screen. And then he zips back up and leaves. So I don't picture him being a very loud comer. Dick Vitale.
Oh,
I mean, he's too
taking up for some small dick energy.
Yeah, he's too old, I assume, to have sex. But he's probably like, all right, baby,
unbelievable.
I just gave you the best shot of your life. I'm coming. I'm ejaculating.
Like, PT Penis.
PT Penis, yes. Dick Vitale, very loud comer. Tex Cobb, though. First of all, is he still alive? I don't want to do a Kevin Mitchell on the guy.
He's got to be alive. Well, I feel like we'd hear about him.
I mean, let's check. I haven't seen him in any movies recently. Ex-com.
Because I think he was a guy who looked old as shit and he was like 37.
Yeah, 1950. 1950. That means
he's not even 70. He's 68.
That means in Raising Arizona, which is like what, 1987? He was 37 years old.
Yeah. He was 37.
He was a
tomato can in his early to mid 20s.
Yeah, that's true. You don't. Yeah, he was a young boxer.
Like he was dropped out of the fight game early.
I don't feel like Tex Cobb would be a very loud comer. I mean, I don't think I've ever really heard him say anything.
I imagine him to be like the Raising Arizona Tex Cobb, mm-hmm. where he was kind of a grunt type of guy.
I just came.
That's a great, great movie.
Yeah, it's too. We can't review it because all we would be doing is laughing at how great it is. That's, I mean, Holly Hunter, Coen Brothers, John Goodman.
That's a good Cage.
Cage was amazing. I mean, I want to watch it right now. It's so good.
Frances McDormand's husband, like the coworker guy, he was great. He was in some stuff in that era.
Yeah.
I forget, but he's really good. When he suggested they swap wives and Cage punches him in the face.
Right. He was on the Tracy Ullman show.
Yes. He was great.
Yeah.
And he kind of disappeared.
Yeah. The guy that played Nathan Arizona was amazing. I mean,
Nathan Arizona was the manager from Bull Durham.
That's right. Yes, he was.
You lollygag.
Yes. Trey Wilson, he's called. I believe
that
he's
dead.
Oh, William Forsythe is John Goodman's partner.
Yeah, and they're always screaming at each other.
Yes. I got to watch this movie. Very, very good movie. A masterpiece for sure. Thank you for that, CB and SC. He mentioned Manuel, the great caller, Manuel. No voicemail from Manuel this week. I was kind of bummed out.
I hope he's not scared off because
people have been very mean to him. And I noticed that, and unfairly, he's very polarizing because some people are like, we love Manuel,
yeah,
more Manuel. And some people are like, team no Manuel.
I had a buddy who told, I can't remember which one, but I had a buddy that told me he loves Manuel.
Oh, really? Yeah. I mean, I enjoy Manuel. He's a little long-winded, but that's part of his appeal. That's part of his charm. You know, he doesn't. Right. He's not a fan of brevity.
He dropped Interspace in a reference.
Yeah, he was giving us. He likes to give locations. He's very the Californians in his approach. He tells you what freeway he's on. He's in San Pedro. He's in Palos Verdes. He's driving by the church where they filmed Interspace, among other movies. Like he's giving you a little. He's telling you what the coastline looks like. Gives you a little heads up, and then he's like, hey. I send joints to my buddies in the joint. If you need some weed, I'll send it your way.
Yeah, generous.
But he is a very polarizing guy. In fact, we have a listener submitted song for Manuel. This could become Manuel's intro music. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, let's check it out. I would love when listeners send this shit in.
He's so easy to hate.
Whoa.
Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid fuck. He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring and worthless, but he's got nothing else to do. And he's even worse than Ish. His thoughts are useless shit. He's fat and got big tits. He's Manuel in Gardenia. Whoa, he's Manuel in Gardenia. Whoa.
Like I said,
I mean, some hurtful language, but that's a good song nonetheless.
I mean, no, clearly that's from Brad in New York. Clearly Brad in New York is in the non-Manuel fan club. But like how he said, he's even worse than Ish. which is Ish is another. He was a great listener.
Is mad at our politics or something because he just disappeared.
No, I don't think so. I don't think he's one of these. He never called us a virtue signaler. Virtue signalers.
I just said he was super fan and then he disappeared.
No. He does that. He comes and goes. But I feel like.
Do you think he got murked by. He's in Memphis, right? Maybe. What? Lorenzen White's wife had him killed first.
Lorenzen Wright got murdered in like 2008.
Yeah, but his wife just got arrested a couple of years.
Oh, so maybe she had Ish. So
maybe she had a thirst for it, and she hired her hitman to kill Ish also.
Possibly. Well, hopefully.
That's the only murderer I know in Memphis.
Oh, hopefully the listeners won't chase the great Manuel and Gardena away the same way they chased away the equally fantastic Ish.
We love you, Manuel.
Yeah, Manuel, please.
You've made it. Yeah. Now that you have a song about you, you've officially made it.
Hey, there's songs about me, lest we forget. This song by the great Rights of Bill calls me gay at least 37 different ways.
My name is Brian. They call me the other guy. I host a podcast show. I'll give hetero life a try. If you see something on my hand that makes you think I'm not a man, it's just my cool rings, you see. They're as sparkly as can be. My own Troy on DVD.
That was a real earworm. See, Manuel, it doesn't just happen to you. It happens to me as well, and it's hurtful. It hurts, but it's also funny. Ed, speaking of dudes that are funny, I'm all in on the Joel Embiid train.
I'm a big fan. I don't like the Sixers.
I don't like the Sixers or anything else from Philadelphia. But
except
for
Benjamin
Franklin.
Over the last 2 years. He's been delightful.
He really
is. Including just ripping his shady GM Colangelo when shit went down this summer.
Oh, yeah. He's not afraid to say some shit, which is weird because he's like an African guy, right? Like he's.
Yeah, and I think he tried to pick up Kardashian after she was already married to Kanye West.
Oh, really? I think also Rihanna.
When like, he was in college.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I recall that. He's not afraid to maximize his celebrity, which I appreciate. You need more guys with personality in the league. There's too many boring dudes.
There was a video of him showing up at a pickup game and doing windmill dunks on like regular dudes, just hammering them. Great. Yeah,
that I like. So what's going on with him? What did he do this week? I saw some
headlines. He did an interview with GQ, and he told GQ that NBA players must do a background check on women in case another NBA player has already fucked them. Because that happened.
I actually did read this, because he's like, you don't want to be out on the court with a dude and have the dude go, hey, you know I hit that first, right? And he makes a good point.
Like, he does, and there are certain girls that have made the rounds.
It's
like Dirk's girl.
Yeah.
I think this was the one that it all went bad. But Dirk's girl, Dirk was like the fifth NBA player she'd been with.
Yeah. He's my favorite. He's my favorite all-time football, Antonio Gates.
Yeah.
His wife was previously engaged to one of his teammates.
They know things about each other.
Yeah. It's a little, I mean, there's
to one of his teammates, not just another guy in the league.
One of his teammates engaged. I happen to know, I won't name the teammate, but I happen to know that the teammate, he broke off the engagement because of some rumors about the wife. And then she was able to parlay her heartbreak.
Like a, like a rumor, like the Joe Horn, Willie Rofe thing where they had to ship him out of town.
Oh, I don't know. I don't think it was, no, there was nothing like that, but there was, it's all available on the internet. I'll just say that. If you Google Anthony Gates, my all time favorite football player,
Antonio Gates.
Yeah. He's so my favorite football player that I don't know his name. So yeah, you got to be careful of that. You don't want to, and the great Travis Rogers, I'm not sure if he's told a story on this show, but he knows a little something about a famous, I don't know what you would call someone that dated a lot of NFL players, dated a lot of athletes who had a nickname of the Stallion.
Oh.
And someone he knew once showed up to a party with this woman, and an NFL player came up to him and he's like, "Hey, you with the Stallion? You brought the Stallion?" And it was apparently a very embarrassing moment, because you should have known that the Stallion was not. We'll have to, next time he's on the show, we'll have to ask him about the Stallion. Remind me. So Joel Embiid, I actually read quite a bit of that article. I was impressed that Joel Embiid, he's cleaned up his diet. Remember he was addicted to,
he was drinking, high C.
It's my daughter gets them when we go to Mexican food. It's
Shirley Temple.
Shirley Temple. He was drinking Shirley Temples by the pitcher.
That's not healthy. That's a lot of sugar.
Yeah. He was doing like several pitchers of Shirley Temple every day.
Yeah, and somebody working for the team had to keep stocking his fridge with pictures of Shirley Temples.
So now he has a chef, and
much grenadine.
Oh, so much sugar. And I guess he's dating a swimsuit, an SI swimsuit model, which is
That's a pretty.
I mean, there's no like Victoria's Secret model, SI swimsuit model. There's there's not a bigger get than that.
That's the big time.
Yeah, that's Kate Upton. SI swimsuit model. What's her name? Jeter. Vanessa Jeter. Right. That's not her name. Right. Hannah Jeter.
Yes.
That's a score. So he's got a chef, and his chef was making him lots of wings. And then he has a guy that works for him that just brings him the wings from the chef. The chef doesn't actually bring the wings. A different guy.
He's got a middleman.
Yeah. He's got a wing guy. His wing guy goes and gets
what you do on a max contract.
Yeah,
you hire middlemen.
Yeah, well, you're 7 feet tall. You can't be out and about. You're too big.
If you're going out, you need to go out because you have to go out. Otherwise, you're getting hassled.
Yeah, it's a big drag. Speaking of big drags, remember when all those little kids were getting raped at Penn State? Like actually on the premises of Penn State where the football team hangs out, and Joe Paterno was like, "Hey, I got to get ready for don't bother me with this child rape. I got to get ready for the game."
Yeah.
Yeah. What's going on with that?
Well, the thing is the NCAA, had the audacity.
Now you're getting texts. What is that text sound that you have? I thought you had an iPhone. What is that?
That was vibrate.
Oh, that was just vibrate. Okay. All right.
That's vibrate.
Okay.
All right. But it was on a table next to the computer. So the NCAA had the audacity to remove some of the wins, which I kind of think it should have deserved a little bigger of a punishment than some scholarships. And I mean, they're already back. Nothing has been learned.
Yeah.
But some people were still harping on the wins and, and a candidate who is now running for some Pennsylvania office helped get those wins back.
Oh, thank God.
And Joe Paterno's wife, somebody who really has a lot of clout in the middle of Pennsylvania, Sue Paterno, she endorsed that candidate.
Oh.
And,
yeah. Well, and
the Commonwealth Senate race.
That's some small town shit right there. That is some small town ass shit.
He got the wins back. Oh, great. Oh, are the kids' memories wiped or they're still fucked for life?
Yeah, they're still fucked. That is some small town shit. Like, I couldn't imagine. I'm trying to think of someone around here that would be like comparable. Like if Clay Helton, I don't know if he has a wife. I know Chip Kelly doesn't, but Clay Helton.
I mean, State College, Pennsylvania is a perfect storm because it is hours from Pittsburgh or Philly.
Right. It's just out there.
It's right in the middle of nowhere. Alabama. Nick Saban could pull that kind of clout. But there's not many places because usually there's other things for people to give a shit about. But not in State College.
Yeah, no, I couldn't imagine. I couldn't imagine that. I was somebody was telling me they're listening to the Aaron, who's the Hernandez.
Mm-hmm.
They've made a podcast about his story, and they were telling me one part about how he cold cocked a bartender when he was 17 in Gainesville, and exploded the guy's eardrum.
Oh,
and he got arrested, but luckily Irving Myers was able to just like make a phone call and just be like, "Hey, it's all good."
Oh, I saw this. The assistant that got Irving into all that trouble. He tweeted out today that there was some agreement in the case with his wife, and he's like, "See, the truth came out."
Yeah,
but she had a restraining order. Like, that's not.
Yeah.
You're not exonerated.
Nobody's questioning whether or not that guy slapped his wife around. Like that's
right.
Just accepted truth.
Right. Now I'm not. Now there's no restraining order against me. Yeah. Something like that. Like, see,
yeah.
Told you, great dude.
Love that kind of shit. Yeah. Go on.
So. Let's go to the world of baseball.
I love baseball. My Dodgers, I believe somebody just texted me. It's 3-2 Sox at this point. Kershaw had a typically.
I told you to record it.
It's recording. It's recording behind me, but people are also texting me. Kershaw having a typically mediocre Kershaw type playoff game as we've gotten used to as Dodger fans.
Well, a Dodger rival, although you're never really. Good at the same time, these two teams, right?
Right,
it's
and
kind
also
of weird rivals
the Dodgers have no rivals because we're this LA and we only care about ourselves. And
but don't the fans? Didn't somebody get like murdered because of these?
He's a vegetable. Yeah, that was a very bad thing that happened. But also, a Giants fan, I think, shot a Dodger fan in an argument at a bar just across the street from. Giants, AT&T Park.
So then you should be allowed to turn them into vegetables.
It's even. But what I'm saying is that typically it's not like there's no beat SF chant. You know what I'm saying? Like it's much more the Friscoans and their jealousy of our beautiful weather.
Yeah, that sort of reminds me of a buddy of mine is a Nets fan.
No one's a Nets fan. You mean the ABA?
Tried to talk shit to me about the Knicks, and when the Knicks were good, I never even thought about the Nets. It was about Jordan or Reggie Miller.
Yes.
I didn't even think of what the team you sweep in the first round. Nobody thinks about them.
Right. It's like the California Angels. They think they have a big rivalry with the Dodgers. Except if you go. And fuck interleague play, by the way. I'm interleague play. It was cute for a minute. Let's get rid of it. If you go to a Dodger game at Angel Stadium, there's more Dodger fans than there are Angel fans there, or at least 50-50. So it's not you don't really have much of a rivalry when it's when you have your big rival to your stadium and their fans show up more than yours. It's just you don't count.
Anyway, the Dodgers' biggest rival in the whole world, San Francisco Giants. Well, their owner recently donated to a super PAC that made a radio ad for, I believe, an Arkansas political race.
Ooh. Oh, is this it here?
An Arkansas Congress ad.
Okay, let's listen to it. I'm sure it's just, these things are like, vote for Dave Johnson. He's going to bring jobs back.
Oh, and this definitely. Owner, the owner, is he a black guy? The owner of the Giants?
No.
Because the Super PAC is called Black Americans for Presidents for the President's Agenda.
Charles B. Johnson. I don't know. I've never heard of him.
I mean, Charles Johnson, the catcher, was a black guy.
Yeah, he was a one-time Dodger. He supports Trump. I mean, I don't know that there's any black people.
He doesn't look black in the picture.
Oh no, he's dead.
He's worth $5 billion.
That's a lot. That's a lot.
He was born in Montclair, New Jersey. There are no black people there. He went to Yale. I'm getting a real. He played guard in the 50s.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there are no black guards in the 50s, right? Offensive linemen.
No.
No way.
No. You know who was an offensive lineman back then at Michigan? It was Gerald Ford. He played O-line.
He was great. Yeah. He was like the best player on the national championship.
Yeah, he could pull. He'd get down. He'd get out in front of the running back.
This guy, Charles Johnson, even though his brother's name is Rupert, he is not black.
That's not a black guy's name, Rupert.
Yeah.
Rupert's the Hello Deli guy.
That's right, Rupert Yee.
Yeah. I wonder how the Hello Deli's doing these days. Probably not as good. It never looked real appetizing, I got to admit.
It wasn't a robust area. I mean, Colbert's in the same place, but right. That's not a great area of the city.
But Colbert's not doing anything with Rupert. I mean, it's probably pretty sad. You should make a pilgrimage over there sometime.
Actually going to Colbert in a
week. Oh, you are? Pop in. Go a little early. And just swing by Hello Deli and just see what's
up. You want me to do a couple stunts with him to make him feel like it's the old days?
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, I'm going to time you running across the block.
Yeah, just... It'll make him feel like old times.
Just do it. Tell him. I want you to jam as many French fries in your mouth as you possibly can.
Tell him we have a podcast. He could use the publicity. Okay, let's listen to this commercial. I'm sure it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. It's for black Americans.
Yeah. No big deal.
What do you think about what's happening in Washington?
Our Congressman French Hill and the Republicans know that it's dangerous.
Hold on a second. I think that's a little loud. What is the race of this narrator here?
Let's to change the presumption of innocence to a presumption of guilt, especially for black men. If the Democrats can do that to a white justice of the Supreme Court with no evidence, no corroboration, and all of her witnesses, including her best friend, say it didn't happen, what will happen to our husbands, our fathers, or our sons when a white girl lies on them?
Girl, white Democrats will be lynching black folks again.
Oh, I can't go back.
Oh, my God.
I can't go any further.
Oh, my God. Black Americans for the President's Agenda.
There's no such thing. But I notice that in my local races here, like the propositions, we have a proposition system here in California.
Yeah, they have that in lots of places. They can be confusing how they're written.
They can be confusing. And I noticed that they'll do a commercial and they'll have a Latina woman be the face of the commercial. And then they'll explain, like there's one for rent control. And she's like, rent control, it's so hard to find a place to live. And rent control, if you pass this Prop 10 and there's rent control, then there's really going to be no places to live. And I'm like, well, she's saying the opposite of what the proposition says. And also this is to benefit low-income people. And they're using the face of who the proposition is supposed to help as though that's the person that it's supposed to hurt. And it's kind of like a sneaky thing. They've done it with a couple different ones where they're like, they're sort of trying to trick the electorate. And it's pretty smart.
Yeah. Well, it seems like an honorable way to go about politics.
Well, it's going to be it comes down to who the better politicians are. And shit like that makes me go, huh, these guys are pretty good at this shit. Like, they know what they're doing. Well, that was a great commercial. Hopefully there's no lynching black men going on, because that would be terrible.
They were playing it fast and loose with the facts there. With the with some of the things those ladies were saying. But I'm guessing they weren't going for truthfulness as much as they were going for effect.
Yeah, we need to protect our men. I get it.
Okay. Let's get out of the world of sports. Rich white owners. Halloween's coming up, and I guess they're starting to have Halloween parties. And there was a community Halloween party, and a teacher's son was had a problem. Her son was wearing a Hitler costume. She said,
"What's wrong?
He needed a last minute costume."
Oh, so this is an episode of South Park. This is Cartman. He goes as Hitler. That's funny. Yeah. That's a great episode, Ed. I like that one.
He needed a last minute costume.
And they just happen to have a mini Hitler.
What's a little genocide humor amongst friends?
What state did this happen in?
I feel like we're going to. I'll give you three choices.
Okay. Georgia.
West Virginia?
Yeah.
Oregon?
Yeah.
Or Nevada?
Okay, well, this is tricky because Oregon, while a hippie place, was
Clive and Bundy too.
Yeah, was founded as a KKK refuge. Oh, yeah. Like, it was supposed to be a white.
No black people were allowed there. Yeah, I didn't give you Massachusetts.
Now, what were the other two? Nevada, and what was the other one?
West Virginia.
West Virginia, little too on the nose. Also, I feel like it wouldn't get reported. Like, if somebody there were probably at every school that could, where the parents could afford costumes, there was a Hitler. So I don't think West Virginia makes the cut. I'm going to go with the prostitution legal, weed legal, but still very, very conservative state.
Feral.
Nevada.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was wearing, you're correct, Boulder City, Nevada.
Oh, yeah, I know.
He's wearing the leather jacket with the red armband with the swastika.
Yeah.
And Boulder City is a teacher's son. I don't know what grade the teacher teaches, but.
Boulder City is like a river town. So that is a very, this isn't the metropolitan suburban Las Vegas or anything. This is out in the sticks.
Yeah. But she insisted she and her son are not Nazi sympathizers.
Of course, they just happen to have a child size Hitler costume.
Yeah, people dress up like the devil and witches and vampires and things like that all the time. Evil things. So that's the same thing. Fictional versus somebody who, wanted to exterminate Jews.
I remember when I was in fourth grade, I didn't have a costume. And my mom let me wear one of her puffy shirts and put a bandana on my head and drew a little mustache on my face and gave me an eye patch, and I was a pirate.
Yeah, but she could have just drawn a pencil mustache on.
I was like, why can't I be Hitler? And she's like, well, we don't have the costume. We only have pirate. And she's like, you can be Hitler.
Sorry, don't have the armband.
Yeah,
next year.
Next year you can be Hitler.
Teen baked grandfather's ashes into cookies and fed them to classmates. This is slightly less fun for the classmates than the teen who put weed in the cookies.
I mean,
Davis, California.
That's near Sacramento. They got the good college up there, but that's also a rural sort of area. Interesting. What's the end game there? Just it's a prank, but who's the prank on? I don't get it.
Well, now, was that Grandpa's final wish? I want to be inside of each of your classmates.
could be. Well, in that case, good for her. I appreciate that.
Hey, darling, I want to be inside all of your friends. Okay, Grandpa, we'll take care of that.
Yeah, makes sense.
Speaking of creepy grandpas, super Christian Pat Robertson says arms deal more important than Khashoggi. The Saudi journalist that was.
No, he's quoting. Cut into pieces. Yeah. Ed, he's just quoting the scripture. Like this, this is what the apostles, this is what they heard from Jesus.
Now, Matthew said to Paul, that he who has not have a bone saw will burn in hell with the faggots and the Jews.
How is he still alive?
What I don't get about the people that are just carrying water for the Saudis here is what are you getting out of it? What? Yeah. Why? Sometimes you don't have to take some sort of, this shouldn't be a political side, just carrying water for Saudis, that most of the 9/11 terrorists were Saudis. Like, oh, it's yeah. Okay to raise questions about them.
Oh, yeah. Also, the Saudis are the biggest funders of ISIS, the biggest funders of Al-Qaeda, at the very least aided and abetted the 9/11 hijacking, if not more. A lot of that 9/11 report is redacted for some of these reasons.
And the whole, like, well, arms deals are important. Well, one, they of the 100 billion, they've spent 14 billion, not 100.
Yeah.
And then also, does the U.S. have a spotless record with selling arms to people? I'm pretty sure Saddam Hussein had our weapons, and pretty sure those Afghans had our weapons against the Soviets.
We gave them the Stinger missile.
Yeah, we're constantly, throughout history, for the last 100 years, have been supplying the wrong people with weapons.
The Sandinistas.
It's okay sometimes to realize, yeah, maybe these people fucked up and need to have consequences.
They're fucking huge pieces of shit. Like, if we're like, we want to export democracy everywhere, why don't we do it in Saudi Arabia? Like, it's a shitty kingdom where they cut off petty criminals' hands, where women can't be in a room without their fucking husband, or they could be stoned to death. It's just. Very two-faced, and it's not a Republican or Democrat issue, because whoever's the fucking president kisses Saudi Arabia's ass for some reason, because they have a lot of oil. And
Pat Robertson. Yeah. Like Pat Robertson. Well, because they put a judge that is anti-abortion on the Supreme Court, then we should carry the water for every shitty thing on earth.
Exactly. Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here.
Let's give them this one thing. Yeah. Fuck Saudi Arabia.
Why would you take a side with Saudi Arabia? Yeah. Fuck that place.
Fuck Saudi Arabia.
You know, we're on the grandpa theme. Yeah. There's an 80-year-old British guy. And unfortunately, he's in a bit of hot water.
A lot of the shit's happening in Britain. This is where the guy was getting his topiary fucked a lot. Remember that guy?
That's true. Right. Yeah. The fuckable bushes.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, this guy is no longer allowed on any farm in Britain. Got a full ban from every farm in Britain because he was caught fisting a cow.
Well, hold on. Hold on. I've seen Jackass. And that's the way they inseminate them.
But he was masturbating with his hand inside of a cow.
Well, maybe that helps.
I don't know. There's something that fills me with hope that at 80 years old, you're still just feeling spry, that you're into some shit. You would think by 80, even weird fetishes, you'd be like, I'm kind of tired. I can't do this anymore. Maybe. My bovine fetish is fading.
Maybe that cow was pretty hot.
That's true. Never thought of it that way.
You never know. Like, it could have been, you know, it was maybe like one of those cartoon ones with the really long eyelashes and the bell that hung around its neck was a heart-shaped.
Hello, Bessie. Hello, love. Let me take a look at those others.
Let's have a look at you in a bits.
Let me give you some bangers and mash.
Update, even though this will have already happened. Something bad has happened in the Dodger game, because I just got this one word text from former guest of the show, Travis Rogers, and that word is fuck, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 U's in the word fuck. Kershaw doing Kershaw things.
I mean, look, the game is very much in the balance. I'm not sure what his text is about.
I think it's 3-3.
All right, let's
is from the Dallas area.
Quick ones. Dallas area. Well, I'm not sure what part of the great state of Texas, but our old pal Ted Cruz, his wife's a little upset they can't afford a second home. Thoughts and prayers with them.
Isn't she like a vice president at Goldman Sachs?
Yeah, but I think she had to give it up so her husband could be
to watch the kids.
I think she had to move away from her job or something. I don't know. I my heart's out to somebody who would willingly have sex with Ted Cruz.
But the thing is that it's okay because Ted Cruz, whenever he feels like it, he can just go lie down in that sarcophagus that he's lived in for eons. And then when he comes back out, it's like it'll be 200 years from now and the whole world will be different.
That's right.
So he doesn't have to worry.
Dunkin' Donuts apologizes after an employee calls police on speaking Somali with their family.
Yeah, I saw that. People that speak different languages, very scary.
If you're the coffee,
English.
If you're serving coffee and donuts, like they need to have a weapon for you to call the police. We've gotten enough of these.
You need one of those buttons. We had another white woman who wouldn't let some guy in her. Did we talk about that last week? The white woman who wouldn't let some black guy into his own apartment.
Yes, she wouldn't let him into his own apartment after he showed the key fob. She still was distrusting.
Yeah.
Nebraska. We've got a cook who was fired and a school superintendent who just apologized after students were served chili with kangaroo meat.
I saw something about that. A, where'd they get the kangaroo meat? And two, why is that such a big deal? The people in Australia eat the fuck out of roux.
The grade D beef they're putting into the school chili in Potter, Nebraska. Kangaroo probably is better. Kangaroo, I've had it. It's lean. It's not.
You've had roux.
I went to a place where they give you little sliders made of zebra. Zebra was too gamey.
Oh yeah.
Kangaroo, ostrich, something else. And guess what? They're all poor substitutes for just a regular old burger.
I picture it needing to be like braised or stewed, like cooked down for a long time because kangaroos, very muscular. I don't know if you've ever seen them. Sometimes they flex.
Strong as fuck.
Yeah, they got
but it's healthier.
They got abs.
High protein, low fat.
Yeah, healthy.
But no part of the story did I see like why. I mean, usually the people working in the cafeteria don't have disposable income to start adding exotic meats.
Yeah, why do they get to serve their own?
Yeah, well, when we think of kangaroos, we think of Australia, and so let's finish up with Northern Australia.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
A butcher.
Northern Territories.
The Northern Province. It was called NA. I had to look up what NA was. That's just its own province.
Oh, it is?
Northern Australia butcher poses naked with beef and sausages on Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
Neighboring towns have to throw out the meat.
Why? Was he fucking? Was the meat in his ass?
He was wearing an apron, and I think you see ass cheeks.
It was odd. Yeah,
but it didn't look like he was fucking the meat. He was just being silly in a picture.
Yeah,
but they tossed out the meat. But does that mean that the people in Northern Australia don't cook their meat?
Yeah, I don't know what the big deal is.
Yeah.
Perfectly good. Because
you
meat.
Know your mailman has fucked your mail.
Oh, 100%.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Mailman's fucked the shit out of your mail, that's for sure.
That's what they do.
I mean, shit happens, you know? It's just, let's not be so sensitive about our...
Yeah. People in NA are a little bit sensitive.
Right. Narcotics Anonymous. Let's ask someone we know.
Western.
Yeah.
Expert.
From the... She'll tell you that's the posh part of the country.
Gold Coast?
Not the Gold Coast, but she likes the Gold Coast too, I think. She likes the Gold Coast. She likes
What's
Sydney.
What's the Gold Coast?
I think the Gold Coast is like north of Sydney. Very posh over there. I don't know if she knows. I asked her once to name all the states, and there's only seven. And she had some issues coming up with all the states. It's much like...
But New South Wales is the big one, right?
NSW, there's Victoria.
And then West.
I named them West. All. Are you serious?
West, there's WA where she's from.
Whoever's listening to this, don't believe...
There's
Brian.
Because
he is bullshitting you.
Tell me some stuff about NA. Like, what do we know about this place? Okay. Northern Australia.
Are you familiar with that province?
Well, it's the Northern Territory.
Right.
Oh, okay. It was just called NA in this website.
I think this might be the one she doesn't know about. There's one that she's not aware of the states of her country. There's Tasmania.
Tassie.
Western Australia.
Yeah, it is Northern Territory, but they call it NA here.
Victoria.
What the fuck? There's something called Australian Capital Territory? That sounds
right.
Like
a yep. ACT.
ACT. Is that where Ayers Rock is? Right in the middle?
No.
Oh. New South Wales? That's the good one. Where's
Western Australia is the good one.
Right. Adelaide, that's where... that's in Victoria, yeah?
No, that's in South Australia.
Oh, so that's the one I got.
Is that where they sing Waltzing Matilda a lot? Is that?
Well, that's like a
that's the
countrywide folk song.
Yeah, it's like the national anthem.
I mean, it's not, but it's a very popular.
It's like it. Kind of like America the Beautiful.
Yes.
Should be our national anthem.
We had a substitute teacher who was Australian one time for music class, and in one period – she must have been like into some propaganda because she had one period to work with and she made us memorize Waltzing Matilda.
Oh no, that sucks.
That's pretty funny. It's kind of random.
Do people eat roux over there? People eat roux, yeah?
Yeah. I don't think it's like widely eaten. Yeah. Kind of like how bison's kind of eaten here, but not
Oh, I like a bison.
Yeah.
It's very lean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, let's check in with some.
Yeah, let's do it.
4-3 Sox, first and third, two outs. Quick email. Subject. Another amazing episode. Couldn't agree more.
I do agree.
Yeah.
I mean, Jesus, we are incredible.
We're like 270 something.
240? 240. But we've done some doubles. So 240. Plus all the
love us.
We don't count
bonus content.
All the bachelor ones. Yep. Bonus content.
We're so fucking good. Yeah, we're
good. Pretty prolific at podcasts.
Ed really.
And all the bachelor ones I used to do.
Yeah, and now I got to do those with Jay Stu because you're out of pocket for those.
Yeah.
Ballers.
Proud of you, Kate.
Thanks, Ed.
I just finished episode 239. Kevin Mitchell lives, and I know I can't.
He killed.
I thought he was dead. And I know I can't articulate just how great of an episode it was. The voicemails, Jeff Perlman, Fancy Pop, simply incredible. Everyone did a terrific job with the feedback for the anonymous emailer. But I have to say, Brian was the star. First person ever to say that about me.
I was the star.
As someone who had counselor in his title, I feel like I have to call out Brian for providing some solid advice.
I want to know your counselor title.
I passed on taking over a family business that I knew wasn't for me. The best thing you can do is walk away before any paperwork is done to transition the business. It also sounds like the in-laws are the kind of people that will always be around, so taking over the business won't separate him from the in-laws. I hope Anonymous provides a follow-up. Keep up the great work. Ben 906.
And do you think Ben was just trying to brag about he stood up to his family? That's what this was about?
He's trying to say that I was the star of the episode in case you want me to read again.
I think both had.
You know, my advice, we all had similar advice. I just said, because it's very easy to say, hey, fuck your job if that's your source of income and you got kids and you need to put food on the table. So I just said, you need to have the discussion with your wife before you just go up and quit.
No, I agree with that. I agree.
Pretty
with that.
Sure my advice was the best.
Because it might be
my advice was walk away from everyone.
Yeah, it might be. He might be able to reconcile.
You were De Niro and Heat. Just.
I gave away. The nuclear option because somebody had to say it, and that's an option. He might like just peace out.
He might be able to reconcile.
Just ghost your family
himself with the business because it sounds like it's a successful business. So it's a hard thing to walk away from. But if he's got,
he just want to get richer.
Else, yeah.
But if he's working on the margins, you might not be able to walk away right away.
Right. Exactly.
Some people don't have a choice.
That's true.
So they're looking for
to read
some
his hashtag, Brian.
Yeah. Hashtag Team Manuel.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah. Manuel has a song. You don't.
He's
know
so easy.
It's Manuel. Oh.
Your time he likes to waste. His calls are far from great. His calls are far from great. He's such a stupid
Thanks.
Fuck.
Got that.
He seems down on his luck. His voicemails really suck. His voicemails really suck. No one's enjoying him. He's so annoying. Plus so fucking boring. Worthless, but he's got nothing else to do.
Who is the song about?
And he's even worse than Ish. His thoughts are useless. Shit. He's fat and got big tits.
It's very hurtful.
Very hurtful. Too.
Who is that song about?
It's about this caller we have.
It's our buddy Manuel. We love him.
Yeah, he appears. Before
I don't like that.
Before you shove, you got to talk into the.
You
microphone.
Can't shove it in my face like that.
Oh.
Workplace harassment.
More. Another email. Hey, ballers. I am currently furnishing my bachelor pad.
With some sick black leather couches.
Yes, that is a good advice. What type of items should I buy? I want to crush as much butt as possible, so I would like my place to make me appealing to the opposite sex. Thanks, Mike and Walnut Creek.
Red shag, red shag rug.
Poster. Yeah.
Black pleather couch, wraparound.
Lava lamps. Thomas from The Fall Guy.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Lots or the movie she's Zapped got her thumb, with Willie Anderson and Scott Baio.
She's got her thumb through her. She's like pulling her bikini bottoms.
Yes.
Up.
Yeah.
With at least two lava lamps.
Here's the
to set the ambiance.
Yes, definitely.
Maybe a big badge hanging on the wall that says FBI female body inspector.
That's tight.
One
of those neon Budweiser like signs.
One very sad plant. And a coffee table that you get at a garage sale.
I feel like this is solid decorating
with the
advice.
Stains from the previous owner on there.
You know,
guys, are we decorators? Is this a decorating podcast now?
You know what I'm. You know what I'm not mad at.
What?
Nice big soft beanbag chair.
Oh, like a love sack.
Tough to get out.
Tough to get out.
To get out of a beanbag chair.
What are they? But, is that what they're called?
But.
The sack.
Tough for her to get out of, too, once she's in there.
That sounds very rapey.
Well, game gun?
I'm just saying.
No, that sounds very, like, roofie slash rapey.
You get in a beanbag chair.
You are my prisoner now.
You're thinking about fucking. That's all I'm saying. And Walnut Creek is a...
I have never once sat in a beanbag chair and thought about that.
No, that's
you
not
can't
true.
Get out.
I mean, it's 100%
true.
That's
not true. You get in there and you're like, you know what? I'd like to have some intercourse on this piece of furniture.
Disgusting.
How do you get leverage on that thing?
You just lay back and enjoy it.
No. That sounds awful.
Walnut Creek's a pretty baller area, so I need to know your budget, Mike. Is there a room and board in your area?
Oh, because maybe a poster of the Coors Light twins.
Oh, I would like that. Yes, that would be very good. Yes, any kind of neon ear poster, maybe a dartboard, ping pong table.
Oh, like banners that say "Dilly Dilly" on it.
Oh yeah, sweet.
Oh, I'd love that.
Yeah, the Definitely, definitely.
Are good. Get a lot of Yankee candles to set the mood when you bring a lady home.
Broads love smelly candles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Get the flavor called smashing.
There is no flavor called that. Two words, Mike.
You don't know.
Two words. Waterbed.
Are those legal anymore?
You get a waterbed. A lot of times on your lease, it says you can't have
them. I don't think you can buy those anymore. Ceiling.
But this guy is Walnut Creek. He probably owns. So you get a waterbed. And then on that waterbed, you get some type of animal print comforter.
Maybe get one of those velvet tiger art, like done in velvet.
Yeah, with a broad and a leather bikini.
Yes.
Bottoms only, topless, riding the tiger.
Yes.
Like she's gonna be riding you in that waterbed.
In the jungle.
She's getting all kinds of suggestions from you.
Yeah. It's a good idea.
And it's cool also to put on some ambient jungle sounds.
Oh yes, yeah. Something very primal.
Yeah, like no, less monkey, a lot of roaring in the distance. Yeah, it's very cool.
Yeah.
So all those tips are for free for you and everyone listening. You're welcome.
Yep. That's all great advice. Good luck up there in Walnut Creek, Mike. Mm-hmm. It's a Nays game. Okay. We also have an email. This is from John in Fullerton. Has he called in before? Because I just listened to the beginning of this.
I don't know.
And his voice just didn't sound right to me.
I don't think so.
Okay, let's see what you guys think.
Brian, Ed, fancy me, ha. What's up, fellas? What's up? This is John in Fullerton, in Rancho Beach, Captain Fullerton, your favorite Mexican. Hey, I had a
I'm
call.
Liking this voice.
I have a real life question that I need your help with. Oh. So I recently bought me a esposa, a new rack.
Oh.
Got a little upgrade.
Upgraded them today.
Wanting. And it got me thinking the other day when I was helping her shower, you know, she recovers and, you know, I'm a good husband like that. I was helping her out
helping her shower.
I was just looking at these things. I'm like, geez, these are great. Yeah. She's really upgrading. I'm going to have fun with these. But then it made me think about myself. I'm like, well, geez, do I need to upgrade myself?
Oh,
do I need a new penis? Yeah. So I'm wondering what your thoughts are on that. Should I get a new penis? Should I look to upgrade myself because to stay on par with her?
I would say yes.
So I'm a little, now I'm feeling a little inadequate because she has
these
new beautiful set. And I have the same old set. So she's upgraded. I'm just wondering if I should do the same. Let me know what you think. Can you please delete this voicemail quickly? I heard that one guy, Manuel, really likes titties, as he says. And I'm worried he's going to hear this and then his great rhyming and calls are going to force my wife to go to him because she has a new beautiful rack.
She's going to leave you for Manuel.
Please delete this voicemail before Manuel hears it.
Okay, thanks for that, John.
Hi, guys.
John's a passionate man. He's made clear on this show before.
Yeah.
Can you even get a new can you do to your penis?
No.
You could get some of that Jimmy Johnson, what is it, Extends?
Yeah.
Is that a thing? What is
that? I don't
know.
I understand that those...
penis pump?
No, those gas station Viagras, those black market Viagras...
You can overdose on that.
...are very potent.
That's a little more Odom shit.
Yeah, it's my understanding that there's one called Silverback.
I don't want anyone coming near me tweaked out.
And there's another
with
one.
An erection that won't go away. It sounds like my worst fucking nightmare.
There's another one called Rhino. There's both Silverback and there's Rhino. And
gross.
Well, it's a challenge.
PSA.
It's a challenge.
PSA. Those are not to be mixed. People have had bad reactions mixing both Silverback and Rhino. So just word of the wise.
Gorillas and rhinos don't mix.
First of all, once those things settle in, John, let me know how they're doing. Give me an update. Let me know how you're satisfied.
Yeah.
And I'd like to know what kind of CCs we've gone with. Are we
Did you have the doctor put a little extra silicone in there? Are we up to a full C? I'd like to see a full C, if not a D cup, depending on if she's got enough skin.
It depends on the frame.
Yeah, you got it.
I too big. The problem is that these doctors, really just get you to buy too much car.
They hard close and they upsell. But luckily, you can't improve your penis, but you can improve in other ways. You can improve your wallet. You can just be more loving and generous.
And you could also improve the decor in your house. Maybe get a Heather Thomas poster from The Fall Guy.
That too. That could get you warmed up. Wouldn't Kate, as a woman, wouldn't you agree that it's more about the emotional penis size than the physical penis size? Not that you have anything to worry about.
I mean, yes.
Either way.
Yes, unless it's...
Please say yes.
Unfortunately little.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Sometimes.
And then that penis... His emotional state is always crying.
Oh, really? The actual penis is crying?
Yeah.
Or the penis owner?
The penis is crying.
Really?
The penis has sad energy.
No.
Mm-hmm. No.
Wow. That is interesting. An interesting take. Good luck to you, John. And like I said, once those things settle in, give me an update.
I hope you told your wife, though, that she was perfect just the way she was before you, quote, bought her a new rack.
Oh yeah. He made it clear she had been asking for the rack.
Okay.
It wasn't his idea.
Okay.
He was giving her what she wanted.
Okay.
John's a passionate man. He's made clear.
He's a giving lover.
He is. He likes to do whatever it takes whenever necessary.
Digging that voice too.
There is no time that he's not willing to give you what you need. Okay, Kate, what is going on in the world of pop culture? Of course, we are joined by our very own Kate McManus, Fancy Sauce. She brings us the pop culture news. Let's get it done quickly, Kate. What is going on?
Where should I start? I'm going to start with some sports news. There was a Laker game the other night, and after which a fight broke out that involved Anthony Kiedis of the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
That's right, I was watching that game.
It got kind of crazy.
Yeah.
I guess Rondo and Chris Paul got into it.
Yeah. I think we can all agree that Chris Paul's a little bitch, right?
Yes.
You could see why people wouldn't like him.
For sure.
Because he is, in fact, a bitch.
I found out a little tidbit. Did you know Anthony Kiedis and the Chili Peppers live in California? Did you know that?
They're from LA.
They live under a bridge.
They went to Fairfax High. That's where they met.
Under a bridge downtown.
Yeah. But that, you don't know from your lyrics, but maybe hidden messages.
Rarely
you realize,
in songs.
They have a California connection.
Hot take. Hot take. Ed, thank you for that.
I haven't
thought about that.
Anthony
was there with Flea watching the game. Yeah. Anthony, I guess, what did he do? He flipped off Chris Paul and
he was kind of
said some words.
Yeah. Anthony. I love you. You got a great mustache. You're in your 50s and you're looking pretty good. I'm not sure what you're doing to the hair, but something's going on there.
He's got a little bit of a Hitler haircut.
He's kind of got a mo. He's going with a mo.
I mean, I'm all for beating up. No, I'm not for beating up anyone, but
root for your team.
Root for your team.
But you're not on the team, buddy.
But I mean, I'm not talking about him. I'm talking about Rondo and Brandon Ingram, who both got suspended for three games.
Ingram became a Laker for life.
Spit on people.
Yeah. Well, I don't think I think it was an inadvertent spitting.
Chris Paul came out on top. He's only suspended for two games.
Yeah, but he's still a bitch. He's suspended for two games, but he's a bitch for life.
Yeah, bitch for life.
Yeah.
Chris Paul, bitch for life.
Yeah.
Sports related.
Yes.
There was a big Mega Millions lottery draw on Friday night.
That's right.
What was that, $1.6 billion?
No, the
1 bill?
It was around $1 billion.
Now it's $1.6 billion tonight. Yes. Floyd Mayweather was seen buying $2,000 worth of lottery tickets on Friday night.
That's great.
At a gas station, really increasing his odds.
Right. He's not
smart.
He's not
smart.
A statistician. It's just only going to be the one ticket.
Right.
Like it is the chances of winning
your percentage. You could buy so many tickets.
Yeah.
The percent is just the same.
Yeah. You could buy 500,000 tickets and it would not change your percentage.
I'm involved in a office lottery pool.
Cool. Yeah.
Which I expect to win.
All right. Good for you.
We won $14 on Friday night. We've reinvested that for tonight's draw.
That's the way to do it. That's yes.
All right.
Let it ride, that's called.
Let's talk one more sports related. Actually, yes. Yeah, one more sports related.
Very sporty tonight.
Yeah, Kate knows what's going on.
So, Washington Redskins heiress. Kind of embarrassing.
This is tread lightly here. Someone gets a little sensitive. The daughter
of former Washington Redskins owner Jack Kent. Cook.
This
is Jacqueline.
This is kind of reductive.
He also owned the Lakers.
Yeah, too. He owned the Lakers and the Kings.
Right. Jacqueline.
His third wife was a serial shoplifter.
Oh, interesting.
Appeared in a New York courtroom on Tuesday where she pled guilty to disorderly conduct stemming from an incident at a restaurant where she attacked a man after hurling an anti-Jew comment.
Ooh,
so a little anti-Semitic.
I don't even know.
Altercation.
Like, do you call him a Jew? Like, you dumb
I don't
Jew?
Know. I didn't play the. There's a video here. She's wasted.
Yeah.
She's got like a glass purse
that's
she
so baller.
Whacks him with.
Who has a glass purse? Is she Cinderella?
Anyway, Jacqueline. How weird that being a part of the Redskins family, you would be maybe a little racist.
They no longer own the Redskins. A very short guy owns them.
Well,
now
she grew up in that environment. Is all I'm saying.
What I would say,
the owner
Grandpa
of Redskins is Jewish.
Used to, own the Redskins.
Yeah, Jack Ken Cook was a notorious piece of shit.
Also, I'm just looking at his picture, and if I had to draw a picture of a racist, it would look similar to this guy. Jack Kent.
He also named his daughter after him. He's called Jack, and his daughter's called Jacqueline.
Right.
Which is very baller. I believe the...
Is that like if your name's Brian, calling your daughter Ryan?
Brianna. Willow. Yeah. Like, that's like a Will and Willow. And Jada and Jaden.
Yes, that's right. Very, very sick names.
Very baller.
Okay, so she's yelling at a 77-year-old woman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's drunk and messy.
Hurry up, Jew. I got places to be.
Yeah.
Well, that's not... Is that anti-Semitic? I guess calling somebody by their religion.
I think the whole thing, you've whacked someone and then you're yelling at them, you know? Like, calm the fuck down, Jacqueline.
Being wasted in public is just such a bad look. Like, learn to control yourself.
Okay, this is my favorite story. Let's see. This is in quotations, the world's hottest weather girl. And have you heard of this Mexican chick, Yanet Garcia?
As a matter of fact, I have.
How do you know?
She got a lot of ass.
Of course you do.
Yeah, she wears tight dresses. I believe I've seen her on Instagram.
So she was.
Look her up.
My goodness.
Have you looked her up?
Yeah, I did.
She was dating this professional gamer guy.
Oh, Doug. No.
This is the most 2018.
How do
story
I say
ever.
His name? Doug Fazy Sensor?
I don't
Martin?
It's how many names does he have?
Well, his moniker, his name's Doug Martin, but his moniker in the middle of his name is F-A and then capital Z-E. Am I supposed to say Faze or
Faze? Faze. That must be his gaming name.
Sorry, everyone. Doug Fazy Sensor Martin, 23 years old. Was heavily mocked by online users when he broke up with his beautiful girlfriend.
Oh my God.
She told her 7.8 million followers, her ex-partner has decided to change unconditional love for money.
Ed, are you looking at the one with the ass where she's got her?
Yeah, I am.
So apparently the professional gamer had originally said he broke up with Garcia in order to concentrate on practicing for an online Call of Duty League championship.
Oh my God, it's 2018. Oh, there's a video of her.
Look at those mouse ears.
Which is maybe the saddest thing I've ever heard.
I'm clicking the follow button, I'll be honest.
Following relentless teasing
just
online.
Just studying the story.
Yeah.
He felt it was necessary to explain why he really split up with her. Apparently, she was directing some of her followers to his YouTube page, and then she found out how much money he was making from his YouTube page, and he says she wanted a percentage. She's clapped back with, like, I got my own money. I don't need yours.
She's got 7.8 million followers.
Right.
So he should chip her off a little bit. Like, that's just how business is done.
So.
Also, she needs to be chipped off.
I don't have a problem with her Wonder Woman costume.
It was really just,
she's
nothing going on. Okay. I'm sure she's.
You guys can perv out on her Instagram on your own time, but I'm moving on to the next story.
Oh, she's in Maxim, Mexico.
Moving on.
Okay. The problem with these weather reports is they're all in Celsius. Yeah. That's a bullshit thing.
Hello?
A lot of times. So like 27 is like 80. It's like in the 80s. Oh, hey, Kate.
Hey.
What's up? Is she on Univision?
When you guys are done jerking
what
off,
channel?
Let me know.
Hey.
So, what, 19 degrees, 17 degrees, sunny? What is that?
One of my Latino listeners out there, let me know, what is she on Univision? And if so, what channel is that on DirecTV and what time is she on? Because I'm going to need to get a better look at this.
Need some alone time with that.
Yeah. Okay, what else? Oh, my God. Okay, Kate. There's a real good button down for
goodness.
Kate, what else?
There's so many pictures.
Yeah. She's well put together. Kate, what else is going on in the world of pop culture? What is happening in fancy pop? Kate?
Oh, sorry?
Yeah. What's going on in the on your thing?
I don't know. I got really bored just then. What's happening?
I think she's got implants. Not my favorite. What else is going on after the gamer thing?
Am I back? Am I back in my segment?
Yeah.
Am I back in my show?
No, we're here. We're here talking.
The mountain from Game of Thrones weds his girlfriend. She's not quite as big as him.
He's an Icelandic strong man.
Yes, he is the strongest man in the world.
Thor Bjornsson or something.
Morgan.
Thor Bjornsson.
Name on Game of Thrones?
Julius.
The mountain.
Half-boy Julius Bjornsson.
Yes.
And the mountain. 28-year-old.
He's 28. He's
He's the world's strongest man. That's his title.
He's 6'9". And
this is so. This is worse than the Klitschko. What's the fidget he's with?
And his wife is 5'2".
Was their registry? Did they register at lube.com?
Oh.
No one's laughing.
Did they get that?
Don't laugh at him.
This size difference is so disturbing.
I know Amazon has a thing where you can buy like a 55-gallon drum of lube, and these people would need
You know what? I don't want to think about that. What happens on their wedding night?
I'm just typing it in Amazon right now. 55-gallon lube.
Why is every picture with this guy with a t-shirt that says strong motherfucker?
So we would have to go in on this, but it's $1,570, and it's called Passion Lubes, natural water-based lubricant, and it's a 55-gallon drum. But you know what?
Oh, wow.
Oh, free shipping. It's not Prime, so you can't return it.
It's not even Prime.
No, it's not.
So you got to wait more than 2 days to get it?
Yeah. But they're going to need it because, I mean, he's huge and she's little.
You're going to need a hip replacement, too. Yeah. There's no way.
6'9". That's too much, right, Kate?
She can't handle
it. That's too much. I mean, apparently not for some people.
6'9", 400.
Sounds like it would be.
Yeah. The two heavy.
Yeah. A bit
and meaty.
Sounds terrifying. If I'm gonna be honest,
a bit too wide.
Okay, moving on. This should have gone in my sports segment.
Oh yeah.
So how much do you guys think A-Rod pays his ex-wife, mother of his two?
A-Rod, he's married to a Greek woman. He was making like $27 million a year at the end.
For a long time.
But also, he was divorced before then. I think he might have got divorced before that last contract extension, but he was still making real good money. And they got married young, so he probably chipped her off a big chunk and paid out the alimony portion just in one payment. So this would only be child support.
So I'm talking
about
monthly child support.
He's got
what do you
two
think
kids.
It is?
So it's $50,000 a month?
Yeah, I would say like 50, 60 grand a month.
Okay, so he's been paying $115,000 a month tax-free in combined spousal and child support since the couple divorced in 2008 for the last 10 years.
120 months.
So now he's not making $30 million. He's making more like $3 million a year. So he's been trying to negotiate that payment down. She wants what does she want? So he's saying the two kids' expenses plus tuition is somewhere between $7,000 and $12,000 a month. He says he's willing to pay $20,000, and she's asking for $50,000.
Does he have $50,000?
She has a new child and a new fiance and has a lot of money now. Oh, yeah. Three houses.
Did she marry another rich guy?
Sounds like it. Another rich guy. What the fuck am I doing?
I don't know.
I don't either.
You're so dumb.
Yeah, this is crazy. This kind of. But you're talking about $7,000 a month for. What does she need the other $100,000 for?
The children's living situation needs to be the same at both
comparable
houses.
I like that he's got a 10-year-old and they were divorced 10 years ago. Yeah. That means baby Ella was hoping to save the marriage.
Yeah.
Good point.
That's right.
That was right around the time that the
Ella failed.
That was right around the time that.
In fact, she might have been the nail 13. In the coffin. Let's be honest.
Newborn baby. Newborn. That's the right time to get the fuck out of the house.
That's right around the time that the New York Post had the pictures of him in Toronto with that like muscular stripper. He really had a type. And also, there was a story that he was hooking up with chicks in a bar in Boston after a game, and that story included the detail that he was ordering multiple sex on the beach shots for himself.
That's worse than pictures of Shirley Temple.
I don't even know what a sex on the beach is, but it sounds very sweet and not for me.
I had that dinner party where the dude ordered one.
Oh, that's right.
Not dinner party. It was at a restaurant. But, yeah.
Kate, is that it?
Still trying to warm up the douche chips.
Oof. Yeah, that is. Who would do that in public? Here's what you get.
You get beer, wine,
you get whiskey. Maybe you get a martini.
Yeah.
Or a Negroni.
You know, sex on the beach with the entree.
No, come on.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, I got to go watch the Dodgers lose. So, great job all the way around. Appreciate everybody's input.
Yeah.
Really love the fans of the show. Look for
Patreon. We love you guys.
Patreon people. We're going to do another picks show that'll drop before the games on Saturday. So look for that. Mm-hmm. Until then, for Kate McManus, for Ed Daly, my name is Brian Beckner. This has been episode 240 of the Baller Lifestyle Podcast. We will see you next week.
Goodbye.
Bye, bro. Lifestyle's
baller, podcast getting bigger and not smaller. Broadcasting weekly, that's what we do. With Easy Ed Daily and a man, Jay Stu, and Brian Beckner, quick to dissect the week in sports and culture and whatever. Plus, you know there's Kate with a C, but she's known as Fancy Pop to you and me. Talking loud, covers conundrums, my brothers. Reviewing some movies and shows and others. Top podcast, man, no one is above us. 5-star, even the haters will love us.